Well, another story breaking this lunchtime is the Taoiseach's comments on abortion services. He says they may not be available in every hospital and every place from January 1st next, but will be available. But like all new services, it will have to be phased in. Let's go to Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent. Now, Micheál, we might hear from Taoiseach Leo Varadkar what he had to say on this, and we'll speak then.
You know, I'm confident that the service will be available in January. Obviously, there are a number of contingencies. The legislation has yet to go through the Seanad. If it's amended, the Seanad may have to go through the Dáil. And then, of course, the President always has it within his prerogative to refer to the Supreme Court. So, you know, there are a number of dependencies there. But assuming the legislation is enacted and signed into law by the President, the service will be available in January. But like any new service, it's not going to be a case of just flicking a switch and one day there's no service, on the next day it's 100% available. You know, will have to be rolled out, it will have to be phased in, but we're confident the service will be available in January. Like any new service, it's not a case of just flicking a switch where the service exists one day and doesn't exist the next day. It's going to have to be phased in, but it will be available in January. It may not be available in every single hospital and every single place, but the service will be available.
So Micheál, the service will be available is what he's saying, but not everywhere.
Yeah, I suppose this has been one of the key messages from government in recent months, that the service would be available from the 1st of January. This seems to be the first time that we've heard that perhaps it won't be available widespread across the country on that date. But nonetheless, the key message remains that something will be in place in some places from January 1st. I suppose you can see the political urgency around that already, given the fact that the Seanad returns to work on a Monday, getting underway at 2 o'clock. To continue looking at dozens of amendments around the legislation that's going to give effect to the referendum result and put in place the legal framework for the new abortion services. Government confident that can be completed by the end of this week. But of course, if any amendment gets the green light inside the Seanad, then it would have to come back to the Dáil after that. And that could delay the legislation making its way through the Oireachtas before the Christmas break. But I think at this point that is viewed as unlikely, even if the Seanad debate perhaps does run into next week.
And Micheál, going back to Brexit, the Taoiseach responded to the news which is emerging from London today that the vote on the withdrawal agreement will not now go ahead tomorrow. He's very clear that the backstop arrangements will not be reopened, or that negotiation will not be reopened.
Yeah, the Taoiseach absolutely resolute when speaking this morning, repeating that point several times during a fairly short press conference, saying that if you were to look at any one aspect of the agreement, then you would have to look at everything, and pointing out too that it has taken a long time to get to this very point, and saying the reason for that was, or one of the big reasons was, the many British red lines that were laid down, so it isn't up for renegotiation. On the question of further public statements from the EU side or declarations, he said he is not opposed to that, but nothing, and this is the key point, can be contained within them that would contradict the text of the agreement.
Micheál Lehane there, our political correspondent.